From the DLC Media News Center, this is Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program produced by the DLC Media News Center. Here's our host, Frank Phillips.
Thank you very much, Barry, and our special guest today is Chris Rogers. Chris is president of the Brazil Rotary Club, and we're getting ready for that most wonderful time of the year, the 4th of July celebration. And this is probably the biggest event in Brazil, second only to Christmas in the Park. But we have thousands of people, literally thousands of people, coming to Brazil from probably several states just because it is the Brazil Rotary Club 4th of July celebration. So, Chris, what are the dates this year?
The dates are Thursday, June 29th, and then end on the 4th of July.
How long has the Rotary been doing this celebration? You've been around a long time.
Yes, this is the 88th annual celebration. So,
and we had been talking about that. There may be one person within the sound of our voice who was at the first one, and that could have been Amos Thomas, the attorney who just really lived for Rotary, and we wish him well as he's in his later years now.
Yes, yep. Amos was a great Rotarian and a great historian for the Rotary Club and has talked about the history of it and celebration and different entertainment acts and things and newspaper articles and club multiple times, and it's always interesting to hear.
Yeah, he was a great friend of mine as a new Rotarian, offered a lot of encouragement, and I always appreciated Amos and his family as well. Well, we're talking about the Rotary today on Focus on the Community. Let's talk about ticket sales. There's another great Rotarian who is no longer with us, and that was Frank Farmer, and he sold hundreds of tickets every year. What are the proceeds for the tickets used for, Chris?
We use the ticket proceeds for scholarships for local high schools. We give out $1,000 scholarships, at least three of them, and we split them between Clay City and Northview High School. And we also give to many not-for-profit organizations, just some of which include Shop with the Cop. We've donated to Brazil Concert Band, the Humane Society, the Northview Band, the local food pantries, community theater. I mean, just many not-for-profit groups and organizations. And also, besides the local money, a big part of Rotary is international with polio and water projects and things. So we also each year try to give, we give to Polio Plus Fund to help in eradicate polio completely. It's just in a couple countries left now. And we also, at times of disasters, we've helped with earthquake relief, with the Sullivan tornadoes and stuff. We took donations from members, and then the club either matched or gave a certain amount on top and things like that. So just as things come up, besides just the regular issues and everything, but all nonprofit groups or disasters and that sort of thing is how we use the money besides the scholarships.
Well, I think it's safe to say that when somebody buys one of those tickets from Rotary, they are contributing to just about any good thing going on in this community that is of a nonprofit nature, and certainly helping their fellow man here in Clay County. And I know that the prices for the tickets, from what we were saying earlier, the prices have gone down some in the last several years.
For the raffle tickets?
Yes.
Yes. But those have, they're three for $10, or it's three for every $10, or you could get just one for $5, but not many people do that. Go ahead and get the deal and get the three for 10 or six for 20, or we have
just buy
some
multiples, yeah, and we'll just keep selling them to you.
Get 30 yeah. for 100.
Okay, that's great. And where can you buy these tickets? We're talking about buying them. Where can you buy the Rotary tickets?
The tickets can be bought by most Rotarians prior to the celebration, if you know them, or at the celebration. We'll have them at the Rotary headquarters and at the entertainment venues. There'll be Rotarians kind of walking around, stationed around at the entertainment. So you can buy them at the entertainment venue or at the Rotary headquarters.
Look for those yellow shirts when you go to the 4th of July celebration. And I might as well go ahead and say that you can buy those tickets here at the DLC Media Studios in Brazil. And if you stop by, I know that Dave Crooks would be more than happy to part with them so that you can have a chance at the big prize is
$10,000. We've had that quite a few years. It started out as a car, and then many years ago, before I joined the club, it switched over to $10,000, and we've just kept it at the $10,000 prize. And also, besides the big grand prize on the last day, we do daily prizes starting on Friday, June 30th. With the gaming license, we can only do daily prizes for 5 days, so we do it the last 5 days of the celebration. And those, we have multiple items donated by local businesses, whether it's gift certificates for food, or some people just give us cash, so we go give $50 Visa gift cards. We usually have at least 6 to 8 of them, so we try to have valuable daily prizes where the value's a minimum of $20. So if you got 6 for $20, then you're going to get your monies back if you win a daily prize, but a lot of them are worth more than $20. And if you happen to win one of those daily prizes, you do not lose your chance at the $10,000. We put those tickets back in before we draw the $10,000. So it's beneficial to go ahead and get your tickets early before the celebration starts from a Rotarian, or come over the first couple days of the celebration, so have chances at multiple prizes besides just the final drawing at the last night.
And to be perfectly fair, we should mention that if people stop by your office across the street from DLC Media, they could probably pick up a few tickets there, couldn't they?
Yes, I have tickets at my office at 112 West National at Rogers CPA Group. I have them at the front counter there as well.
All right, fantastic. One of the new surprises, nice surprises this year, when people go to the celebration, is going to be that nice new Rotary shelter. So you want to look for that, but I guess it's at the same location, right?
Yes, it's exact same location. They just took down the old one and building a bigger and better one. It's going to be the metal roof, and we're adding a storage space in the back for us so we can store our items there year-round, and it would be really nice, bigger space for us.
Will it have the big Rotary logo on the front so people can see it?
That's the plan. We'll see if that gets up this year. This year, and some of the shelving for the ticket things, it may not be our permanent solution because we're running out of days here, but we'll get things situated for this year, and then there'll probably be some changes before next year. But yes, we hope to get our emblem on it permanently.
And that's right next to the carnival ride booth, I assume, the ticket booth.
Yes, we assume the past few years where you buy your tickets for the carnival is right beside a Rotary headquarters. They usually put the Ferris wheel right behind the Rotary headquarters. The last few years, it's been the same spots.
So we've got a carnival, we've got rides, we've got games of chance for all ages. And what else do we have at the Rotary celebration?
Well, we have a bunch of entertainment throughout the week, and another big draw of the last 3 days too is we have the local nonprofit food booths, and that draws a lot of people, and it's great for many groups. We usually have anywhere from 10 to 14 nonprofit groups, via whether it's the band or a lot of local churches and things come and sell Humane Society food, ice cream, just goodies, and just great. A lot of it's homemade food, and that draws a very big crowd, and it's a good fundraiser for all those not-for-profits as well. I think they all do really well.
And if you've ever eaten at a church dinner, you know how good that homemade food is, and it's an excellent opportunity to also support those nonprofit organizations. And we want to mention that the food booths will be there the last 3 days, but the entertainment is how much to get in to see the entertainment?
The entertainment is absolutely free.
Free. What
yes.
a deal.
Yes.
That's a great deal.
Yep. No charge for parking to get in the park. Free entertainment. So you can come over every night and not spend a dime, and you can get food if you want or go to the carnival if you want, but yeah, you can come have a good time without spending any money if you want to.
Rob Dispinette has been a member of Rotary for many years, and he's also been a local resident for many years, and he's a minister, and we're going to have a church service at the Rotary celebration, right?
Yes, that that Sunday of the celebration at 11 o'clock over at the Pavilion, the Cow Palace, the Knightsville Church of Christ, which Rob is the pastor of, will have their church service over there, and anybody's free to welcome to come and join the service and listen to Rob speak. And he's a very good speaker. I've gone to the service multiple times, and it's good to listen to Rob preach.
Well, we briefly mentioned the free entertainment. Do you want to go down the schedule for us?
Yes, do that for us. So we start off the Thursday, June 29th. The first thing that day is the Special People's Day, and that's something I also want to mention that we do each year. The carnivals over the years, even though we've had different ones, have all been great with this. And what it is for either kids or adults that have special needs, maybe have sensory issues or different things where it'd be difficult for them to come during normal hours of the carnival, where they may need extra time to get on rides and that sort of thing. The carnival opens up a few of the rides, so those individuals can ride, and they usually give them a drink, and they're more than willing to give them a snack. But a lot of times with choking hazards, different things, like different groups don't want them having hot dogs or popcorn, so they kind of just went to drinks to be safe, to make sure there's no problems with that. But that's 1 o'clock on that Thursday, and that's open for at least an hour. It kind of depends on the crowd and how things are going, but they, at least for an hour, they donate their time and open it up, and they're great to do that for us. And then that evening is the Norview Band is the entertainment for that night. They'll have 2 45-minute performances at 6:30 and 8, and they also are having their fish fry that evening.
And which night is that?
And that's Thursday, the opening night. It's okay. 4 to 7 o'clock is the fish fry, and then they're having a performance at 6:30 and a performance at 8 o'clock. And then Friday, we have our annual golf outing, and that starts at lunch starts at noon, and then we'll start at 1 o'clock. And that has been a great addition that we added 3 years ago, and that's I believe that may already be sold out. There may be one or two spots left for teams, but that may be sold out. So that's a great problem to have that sell out. And that evening on Friday is local talent Shane Lunsford Band will be performing from 7 to 10. And the Midway will open Thursday and Friday. It'll start at 5:30. And then Saturday, the Midway will open at 3 o'clock. We have a couple dance studios performing during the afternoon from 12:30 to 2:30, AA Dance Studio. And then from 3 to 5, more dance studio will be performing. And then Saturday night, we have a new band that I think will draw a big crowd. It's called No Fences, a Garth Brooks tribute band. And they're performing from 7 to 10. So we try to mix up the entertainment, have something for everyone, different genres and stuff. And I think people's been asking for a little bit more country and things, so I think that'll be a great crowd on that Saturday night. And then Sunday, like you said, we have the worship service put on by Rob Dispinette and Knightsville Church of Christ at 11 o'clock at the Pavilion. The Midway will open at 3 on Sunday. From 4:30 to 6, we have the Faith Country Gospel Band will perform. And then from 7:30 to 9, our great Brazil Concert Band will perform their patriotic show.
Beautiful show every year.
Yes, it is great. And like I said, they're great every Sunday and during the summer. But this, I really enjoy their patriotic show, and they start a half hour early for that one. Then Monday, the Midway will open at 5:30, and more local talent, starting at 7 o'clock, the Big Fun Band will be performing, and they always draw a big crowd and a lot of local members in that band. And then finally on the 4th of July, the Midway will open at 3 o'clock. At 5:30, we'll have the John Thomas Memorial Sack Races. And that's for kids of all many ages. We'll separate out into age groups, and those are kind of determined once right before the races, kind of see how many kids are there, what different ages, and kind of set the age groups there. But there'll be prizes for the winners of those sack races, and also every participant will get something. So come on out to that at 5:30. And then 6:30 to 9:30, we have A.V. Grouse Band, and that's a great band. They have blues. They're known for blues. And on the Billboard charts for blues, they have two albums that's been in the top 10. So they are really well-recognized blues band. And then our great fireworks show will begin at approximately 10:05. That's put on by All Rise Fireworks and Rotarian Josh Clark. He took over a few years ago for more Rotarians. It's been set off by Rotarians for many years. Fred Adamson. Had it. And then Mark, his son Mark Adamson, did it for many, many years. And then Mark retired and Josh started a fireworks business. So it's great. We have such what many recognize as the best fireworks show in the area. And at it's put on also by Rotarians, are the ones actually owning the fireworks business and putting it on is just a great thing also. And then after the fireworks at approximately 11 p.m., that's when we'll be drawing our big $10,000 grand prize for the raffle. And I do want to mention, required to mention, that all the raffle is conducted under the Indiana Gaming Commission, and our gaming license is 012193.
So it's all legal and above board, and just clears the way for a great time. Now, if you want to know more about Rotary in general, or if you would like a reminder about what's going on during the celebration, there's a website and Facebook page, isn't there?
Yes, we got to go to our Facebook page. We have the schedule up and our sponsors to give them recognition. That's BrazilRotary.org. And then you can also follow us on Facebook, just Brazil Rotary Club. And like I said, that free entertainment, that is only possible because of the great support of the community. We get many entertainment sponsors, so that way we can get these nice bands and have it free to the community. It's just because of the support of the community helps us do that.
Well, one of Rotary's missions is service above self, and certainly the Brazil Rotary Club is a great example of people who are trying to serve the community, and that's a great thing. Chris Rogers is our guest today. Is there anything else that we've missed?
I don't think so. The entertainment will be at the band shell most times, if at all possible. If there we have the we'll have the pavilion set up in case of rain. Let's see. As far as one thing everybody asks is, what time does the carnival shut down each night? And there's really no set time on that. We kind of base that on the crowds, but we do have the pay one price bracelets each night. And those, I'll mention, those will be $30 if you buy them at the park. We will have pre-sales. Hopefully we get those tickets real soon and get those out to the banks, and they'll be at Dairy Queen too. Up to the day before the celebration, that Wednesday, we'll collect them Wednesday afternoon, the 28th. But they'll be $25 if you buy them early, and $30 at the park. And those are good. The pre-sales, you can; those are good for any day. You go to the park, you'll just get a ticket, you'll turn it in and get your bracelet, because the bracelet's only good for one day at the park. They change the collars and everything. So if you buy a bracelet, it's just good for that day. But if you do, they also have tickets, so if you only do one or two rides, you can buy tickets instead of paying for the $30 bracelets, although it doesn't take many rides to get that value. And the tickets are good for any day. So if you buy a packet of tickets and you don't use them up, you can come back the next day and use those tickets.
Okay, Chris Rogers, president of the Brazil Rotary Club, has been our guest today. And we want to mention all this takes place at Forest Park, which is on State Road 59 in Brazil. So we hope that you go. Hope you have a great time. We know if you go, you'll have a great time. I'm Frank Phillips. Thanks for listening.
This has been Focus on the Community, produced by the DLC Media News Center. This program is broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. on 104.9 WAXI and at 7 a.m. on WAMB The Breeze, 1130 a.m., 106.9 and 99.5 FM. And on Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 105.5 The Legend and at 7 a.m. on 92.7 The Rock, WFMB. For a replay of this program or any past programs, go to any of our station websites. Thank you for listening to Focus on the Community.